Good morning. You are listening to CFRU 93.3 FM. I'm Judy Barnes, and this is Neighborhood Report. Today I'm speaking with Kristen Levy, Supervisor of Program Development in the Recreation Department at the City of Guelph. We will be talking about the city's recent acquisition in the Recreation Department, that of the Mobile Youth Center. Welcome, Kristen.
Thanks.
Could you tell me exactly what the Mobile Youth Center is?
The Mobile Youth Center is a 24-foot trailer that was purchased from Tay Township. It has skateboard ramps, so a pyramid, a box, a quarter pipe, and some rails for kids. And then the youth center piece of it has hockey, soccer, basketball, football, all kinds of different active and passive games for kids of all ages, but primarily 7 to about 18 can play during the daytime with parent volunteers and staff.
So it sounds like there are two pieces, the skateboard park and the games section.
Correct, there are two pieces. The neighborhood groups have been really supportive in running the youth center piece of it, and I have two skateboard staff who run the actual ramps and oversee the admissions and the risk management piece of wearing the helmets and safety of the different participants.
And first aid.
And first aid. Yes. They have been really good in getting involved with the kids and with the volunteers that come on site, and they oversee all the different pieces of it, and they'll be on site until at least September.
And they drive the trailer to the different sites?
They do. We have 7 sites in the city of Guelph, ranging from the east end to the west end, all the way down to the south end, and they are the ones who will go wherever the trailer goes. They're with them all the time.
Who was involved in bringing the Mobile Youth Center to Guelph?
The Ministry of Citizenship, Culture, Tourism, Recreation, so the province of Ontario, were supremely supportive of this program through the Active 2010 program. So they gave us a grant of $25,000 for the operating costs. And the other piece of it that's been really supportive are the Guelph Youth Council, which is a group of youth who are active and interested in activities and events for youth. The Neighborhood Support Coalition, which consists of all the different neighborhood groups that are in the City of Guelph, as well as the City of Guelph's Recreation Department. And we've had a lot of different sponsors and businesses, and the biggest ones so far have been GeoSign, who are donating $5,000 to us, and a lot of smaller businesses have also given a lot of money.
It sounds like the Active, did you say 2010?
Yes.
Is a physical activity initiative, is that correct?
It is. The ministry has just created a new portfolio, and one of the initiatives falls under is the 2010, and it's basically trying to get youth and kids more active. So there's a whole bunch of research going on right now in terms of consultations and developing an active physical activities plan to try and get Guelph and the citizens of Guelph and the community more active and more involved so that we can start combating the obesity and the laziness and all the downtime. We want to try and make it a little bit more active for the participants in the city of Guelph.
The need, how is the need for a mobile youth center identified in Guelph?
The need for the mobile youth center was identified through, there was a forum that was held a couple of years ago, and the Guelph youth indicated they needed a space that was low cost to no cost. They wanted a space that was easy to access and that was basically open to them and wasn't too adult focused, so that had a lot of freedom for them. And the Neighborhood Support Coalition has been working with their different neighborhood groups to identify needs of the youth, and that was one of the things that came up, was there was the need for something for them to do during the summer.
And how was it paid for?
You
mentioned a bit about the grant.
Yeah. So the ministry provides a grant of $25,000 for the first year of operating. So that will cover the cost of the staffing as well as purchasing the youth center activities pieces, so board games and the different basketball, hockey nets, volleyball, soccer. And then the other piece is the $15,000 was for the trailer. So we currently have a fundraising initiative going on right now to try and raise $30,000 in capital costs that would help offset the costs that we have incurred and hopefully be minimal next year so we can keep it on the road.
You mentioned this, I think, earlier, but where is the Mobile Youth Center located?
Currently, we have 7 sites, and they'll be running until the beginning of September. So on Mondays, we have Exhibition Park from 9 a.m. to 11:30. And then in the afternoon, we have Victoria Road Recreation Center through Grange Hill East Neighborhood Group from 1 to 3:30. On Tuesdays, through Brandt Neighborhood Group and Waverly Neighborhood Group, we have New Life Church on Victoria Road. On Wednesdays, through Poker Gardens, we have the West End Recreation Center from 1:30 to 4. And then Thursdays, we have Courtright Hills Neighborhood Group supporting it through the use of Courtright Hills Public School. And then we have Bishop McDonnell's High School through the city. And then on Friday, we have the Salvation Army from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock.
What about the winter?
In the winter, it won't be active. It'll be off-site. It'll be stored away, and it'll be coming back on the road, hopefully early spring of next year.
Can other groups, such as businesses, rent the Mobile Youth Center?
Certainly, absolutely. If a neighborhood group or a business wants to rent the park, there is a cost for the staffing as well as the center. They do need to have liability insurance, so it is primarily geared towards businesses. It's available on the weekends, depending on staffing and the site selection. So as long as the site is appropriate, we need a relatively large space, about a 50 by 50 square foot area for the ramps to come out and be safe. And a flat surface.
And I'm assuming paved.
Yes, paved and flat.
That would help.
Yes.
If people want more information about renting the MYC or about sponsorship, who should they get in contact with?
They can go through a variety of ways. We have the website, which is guelph.ca/youth, and on there we have all of our sponsors as well as the schedule and contact information. They can contact the City of Guelph through the Delhi Recreation Center at 837-5625 and speak to myself, Kristen, or Cindy Richardson, because she's doing the fundraising piece of it and I'm doing the scheduling piece of it.
If people just want general information, such as the schedule of locations, how can they obtain one?
All of our recreation centers, so Victoria Road and West End, each have copies of the schedule. They're small squares, and they have the July and August schedule on them. They can also access the city's website at guelph.ca/youth, or they can call 837-5625.
Thanks, Kristen, for talking with me today.
You're welcome.
I see on the schedule that the MYC is located at Vic Road Rec Center on Monday afternoons. I think I'll make my way there and see if I can talk to staff and any youth that are using the Mobile Youth Center.
Well, Victoria Road is one of our busier centers, so I'm sure you'll find lots of kids there and lots of staff willing to help out and talk to you.
Great. Thanks again, Kristen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
As Kristen Levy mentioned, 2 staff people accompany the Mobile Youth Center to the various sites where it's located in Guelph. The 2 staff people are Amir Toole and Aiden Pine. As you can hear, I'm currently in the parking lot of Victoria Road Center where the Mobile Youth Center is located on Monday afternoons in the summer. And I'm going to speak with Amir and Aiden. Welcome to Neighborhood Report on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Aiden, could you tell me what the role of staff is at the MYC?
Well, after setting up all the ramps and getting everyone their pads and boards, I think our main role is to make sure people are having safe, supervised fun. Some lessons are taught, but mostly just beginners.
Great. Amir, are there any rules associated with the center?
Yes, helmets are mandatory. You have to have a fun, positive environment, so no cutting in line or harassing other people, and just have fun, basically.
What about the big stuff, like smoking, drinking, and swearing?
That's all I know. And also, just skateboards for the ramps.
Okay, as opposed to?
As opposed to bikes and rollerblades.
Ah, I get it. Could you tell me what the cost is?
Right now we're working on a dollar per child basis, and if there's help necessary, we can help them.
So what's included for their dollar?
Well, we have free rentals of the skateboards and pads, as well as the Mobile Youth Center has hockey nets, hockey sticks, basketballs, and many sports equipment, all for free with your dollar entry.
Are many youth injured while using the center?
We've only had one serious, and it wasn't even that serious injury. Most are just cuts and scrapes. Little Band-Aid fixes everything.
Sounds like it goes with the territory.
Definitely. The kids have fun when they fall.
More like badges of honor, the bruises and the scrapes?
I'd say definitely. Many badges of honor.
How much skill is needed for you to be considered as having mastered the sport?
Mastering the sport? You have to be on TV and be a millionaire, I'd say. That's the only way.
So how many hours or do you think to be considered a master would you have to put in?
I think it's a lot like any sport. I think there's always room for improvement. So even if you were working on it many hours a day, you'll never be at the top of your game.
Always things to learn.
Definitely.
At one time, skateboarders had a negative image associated with them. Do you think the image is still true?
Well, maybe certain areas, but we're really hoping to help that with our mobile youth center here. We're getting the youth to skate in supervised areas as opposed to on city landmarks, which will help with the image. But all in all, I think they're just good kids and out to have a good time.
Is skateboarding an Olympic sport?
Not right now, it's not. It's an extreme game sport, but it's as hard as any other sport, so I don't know why it's not. Baseball isn't anymore, so maybe skateboarding will become one.
Yeah, I know that snowboarding is an Olympic sport. Do you think skateboarding, Aiden, should be an Olympic sport?
I definitely think it should be an Olympic sport. We should encourage the youth to get on and improve their balance and work outside on their sports instead of inside on their video games.
Any special events planned?
Well, right now we're trying to put together a large skateboard competition for the end of August with Cambridge's Mobile Youth Center called the Anywhere. And that's about the only one. We've got little clinics planned here for lessons, but they're just regular on the daily, so our only major one is the end of August.
Great. We've had a little bit of equipment problems here, as you can hear. I just want to thank Aiden and Amir for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you again. Now I'm going to speak with Stephanie Moyna, the neighborhood support worker for the Grange Hillies Neighborhood Group, who is also one of the staff at the Mobile Youth Center at Victoria Road Rec Center location. I just lost my mind there for a bit. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
It's my understanding that while Aiden and Amir are staff persons for the skateboarding half of the MYC, who staffs the game portion?
Well, here at the Victoria Road Rec Center, I'm the one who's staffing the games portion. It's kind of a misunderstanding that the Mobile Youth Center is only a skate park because there are actually other activities involved with it, including basketball and street hockey and just fun games in general. That's what I'm trying to initiate. But it's hard to get the word out because everyone thinks that it's just a skate park.
Ah. In your case, then, the situation is slightly different than at other sites because it's my understanding that volunteers staff the games portion. So it is a little different since you're a paid staff of the Grange Hill East Neighborhood Group.
Yep, that's correct. As far as I know, I think I'm one of the only paid staff apart from Aiden and Amir, so I'd really like to get the games portion going and maybe other sites could follow suit in that regard.
Can you tell me what your responsibilities are regarding the games portion?
Right now I'm just trying to get the word out, so I'm postering and I'm hoping to get some maybe arts and crafts going as well, like some beading sessions and things like that. And just supervising and facilitating those activities are basically my responsibilities, as well as helping out with the skate park.
Do many females come out?
No, that's something that I'm really going for because we haven't had very many females at all. Again, because skateboarding is kind of a male-dominated activity. But I've been talking to a few girls and talking to the guys as well and getting them to bring their friends out because there are a lot of female skaters out there, and if anyone's listening, we'd really love to see you out here because I know you're out there.
You were saying that skateboarding is a male-dominated sport. Why do you think that is?
That's a big question. I've been asking a lot of the boys that too, and I guess I'm not really sure. I guess sports in general is kind of a male-dominated area, and I'm not sure too much of the roots of skateboarding, but I guess in the media it's always portrayed as a male sport, and because it's pretty physical and they're falling a lot, and boys are socialized into thinking they're tougher than girls are. I think that's one of the reasons why girls are more hesitant to come out. But we're hoping to shift that as much as we can.
Is there anything you would like to add?
I'd like to add that the Grange Hill East Neighborhood Group is going to be holding a community picnic on the long weekend in September. That's September the 4th, a Sunday, at 1 p.m. And it's located at O'Connor Lane Park, which is just behind Holy Trinity School. And the skate park is booked to be there, so we'll be having other activities along with the skate park and food and games, and there'll be a draw as well, so people should come out.
Sounds like fun. Thanks, Stephanie, for agreeing to be part of Neighborhood Report for CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you.
Hey, can you tell me what your name is and your age?
My name is Fabrizio Tesseri, and I'm 13.
How is this your first time out at the Mobile Youth Center?
It's my second time here.
Second time? What do you like about this center?
There's not too many people here, and it's usually for beginners, so it's pretty good.
Is there anything that you don't like?
Everything's good here. There's nothing bad about it.
Great. And this is your brother?
Daniel Tesseri.
And how old are you, Daniel?
11.
11. How do you like the Mobile Youth Center?
It's good.
Good? What's good about it?
All the ramps, and there's like nobody here.
Do you fall often?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you wipe out earlier.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt as much.
I noticed that there's no girls here.
Well, there was.
There was?
Yeah.
How many?
One.
One? Why do you think there's not many girls?
I don't know.
Is there any piece of equipment at the skate park that you like better than other pieces?
No. They're all the same.
Have you ever tried out any of the games?
No, this is my first time here.
Thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to Neighborhood Report from the Grange Hill East neighborhood. In our next Neighborhood Report, we will be talking to a neighborhood support worker about an innovative new community development survey method. I'm Judy Barnes. Thanks for listening.